So here's a check-in, an accountability. I talk about this topic from time to time, and I'd just like to ask you, how are you doing on this? The idea of doing something, doing a lot of things, and not getting any credit or praise or even thanks. How you doing on that? You know, it is important. Jesus recorded in the Bible about healing 10 lepers and only one came back to thank him. When I study the Gospels, I feel that Jesus always is telling us something we can do and not something others should do for us. I believe he always puts the control of living out a righteous life in our own hands. And I'm so thankful for that. I believe the parable of the one leper that returned back to thank Jesus for being healed was really about our being thankful for what Jesus did for us. It's not really about other people coming back to thank us or appreciate us, but there is that desire, and I don't think that's wrong. What I'm wondering is, how are we doing right now with that? You know, you can be doing really well for a while, for a long time, and then things come into life and happen, and you realize when you think about it, you know, I've kind of been holding on to something. You know, I never got a thank you note for taking that woman a meal, or I never really got thanks for all the hours I gave as a volunteer at the church. Or I never really even got mentioned for a project that was really my idea. Someone else got the recognition for it. I didn't really get thanked or even acknowledged for some things that I've done. And I've kind of been holding on to that. It's kind of made me a little bit mad. This is a reset. This is a Monday morning. How's that going for you? For you and for me? You know, here's a scenario. You planned a special event for your family, for your kids. You got it on the calendar. You made it happen with your busy schedules. You researched where to go, where to take the kids. You made sure all the food was packed. Maybe you're going to the park for the day or hiking. You made everything about that day happen. And at the end of the day, everybody's tired and happy, and they look at your husband and say, "Thanks, Dad, that was the best day." Is there a little part of you that says, "What? That's great. I want you to thank your dad, but there's another parent here who put all the work in." And, you know, just those little things. You made an event happen at church. Oh my goodness, the hours you spent decorating. That was a lot. All volunteer. But when it's mentioned, when the event is mentioned from the pulpit, your name isn't even mentioned. You know how that feels a little bit. It's not like it's going to be a problem that you have that momentary, "Oh, I wish my name would have been mentioned." The problem is the dwelling and the stewing on it. And sometimes we just have some unresolved things in our lives that we need to remember to give them over to the Lord as gifts. So right now, if there's anything, even if you just realized it, when you think about it, and you think, "Oh, I've kind of not been so happy with that person because maybe they took all the glory at work. Or they did not acknowledge a job well done. Or they made light of a lot of hours of work you put in. Or maybe nobody mentioned how clean the house was, and that took a lot with the laundry and everything." Maybe you've been holding on to that a little bit. So I'm just saying, turn that over in your hand, palm up, and hand it to the Lord as a love gift. Because that's what we do. We do everything for the Lord. And we're human. We don't always. We fail. But when we realize it, we go ahead and give it to him as a gift. because he's who we're working for. He's who we're living for. And he sees and he knows. But right now, I also want to acknowledge you. Maybe this week or in the last several days, something came up like that. Maybe at church or in the home or at work or in your neighborhood or at school in the PTA or some way that you've been doing a lot of work. And you were able to take that and just say, Lord, that was for you. And I want to acknowledge you right now. That was awesome. I'm not saying the work you did. I know, I'm sure that was awesome. But your ability to hand it to the Lord and say, that was for you. Oh, we need more of that in our life. We need that to be a huge habit in our life. And if you've done that recently, something that was a little bit hard, but you gave it to the Lord as a gift, that's the sweet spot of living the Christian life. When we're totally focused on Him and all that we do is for Him. But we fail sometimes, so this is just our Monday morning checkup. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, there's no limit to how far a person can go if they don't care who gets the credit. Another quote I've heard is, you can't stop a bird from landing on your head, but you can keep him from making a nest there. And that's just, you know, sometimes you get that momentary, I would like to have been acknowledged, but you don't have to let that thought nestle into your brain and cause a little bit of resentment and take away your joy. So this week, if we failed, let's try it again. If we did it right, and we did it for the Lord, and we handed it to Him, that's where we want to be. Let's keep going on that track. We love God by loving others. Walk in love. Have a great week, friends.